Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
With us is Keith Faniff, who covers budgetary issues and other things for CT Mirror. Hey, how you doing, Keith?
Good, Ray. How are you?
It's been a while. It's been a while, buddy.
I know.
Well, I mean, hey, since the session blew up in March, you know, you haven't had a whole lot to work on. You're doing your best even covering other things, but so it goes. You know, here's a story, though, that and how things change. You wrote this just, I think it was back in March, and I'm not writing you a ticket. CT budget is poised to weather coronavirus for now. And actually, finishing the fiscal year on the 1st or the 30th of June or whatever, you know, got through it pretty good, Keith. What are some of the key talking points here?
Sure. I was going to say there hasn't been as much normal news, but there's been more than enough abnormal to take its place.
Yeah.
We entered the pandemic in a good shape relative to other states. In terms of as best as you can be ready for something like this, we entered the pandemic with a large rainy day fund, about $2.5 billion.
Right.
We entered the pandemic with good cash on hand, which is really important in the sense that we didn't have to rush either to the bond market or to a commercial lender just to have enough money on hand to pay the bill.
Yeah.
But we do know that more than 600,000 people lost jobs. Both the state and the federal government delayed income tax filing deadlines to help folks, which was good, but that also meant there's less money coming in because they gave everybody a three-month delay. I guess it's a good reminder to tell everyone July 15th is tomorrow is tax day.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
And that's going to throw the state off quite a bit. And now it's also got the potential to affect its borrowing capacity.
And that's what you're writing about in the most recent piece at ctmirror.org. You know, the credit card sounds to me, at least the way you make it sound, is kind of maxed out.
Well, what happens is we effectively set the limit on our credit card every year. The way we do that is a legislative committee, the Finance, Revenue, and Bonding, votes to adopt a revenue schedule. How much money do we assume officially for the record is coming in the new fiscal year that starts in July? Normally, the committee votes in May or June just before the session ends.
Okay.
You already pointed out, everybody went scrambling for the doors in March. And in fairness, they all thought initially that they might be back in a week or two. Nobody fully understood how bad things were going to be. Well, if we had adopted it then, it would be based on rosy revenue forecasts and the credit card limit would be high. Since we left, we now have projections that revenues will be down about $2 billion this fiscal year, and that problem will remain for a couple more years after that. So whenever the legislature eventually gets around to doing that, which at some point they have to do before we can go borrow much more money, then all of a sudden that limit's not going to be so high. And the first thing that means is planned borrowing on the books has to get scrapped.
Keith, since you're watching these things, okay, we had a very healthy, and it was very nice, you know, basically rainy day fund, for want of a better word. Did we have to draw on that then?
We have had to draw on that to a small extent to get
okay, so it's still there.
That ended June 30th. Right. The estimate right now is that it'll probably be around $2.3 billion when the comptroller finishes his audit of the fiscal year that ends June 30th, later this summer.
Well, that's not bad. At least it's there.
Right. If they have to abandon all this borrowing, if at some point, whether they do it before or after the election, that could mean a couple $1 billion in projects. Think about this. This is why I don't think you'll see it until after the election. Nobody wants a press release that says, it turns out Senator Ray Dunaway cannot bring us that new soccer field that was promised, paid for by the state.
Yeah.
Those new sidewalks on Main Street, those new streetlights, the new roof at the senior center. They're still
Can't
not
happen.
Coming, but nobody wants to remind everybody of that before the November elections.
Oh, my. Well, you know, the other thing, and, you know, talking to Ned Lamont, the governor, is, you know, you ask him for the schools, for example. You're going to reopen the schools. Well, now they're, at least that's the plan right now. But there'll have to be certain protocols observed, certain changes to the physical plant, the school itself, social distancing. I mean, there's all this stuff. And, you know this from covering budgets. The towns don't have that. They don't. So who's going to pay for it?
Well, you're absolutely right. One of the things the Lamont administration says we will have to, and they've been reserving some of the federal coronavirus relief fund money for, is the reopening of school. You will need a certain amount of testing. You'll also need some money to help child care services get started
right.
up again in Connecticut. Many of them bill in arrears at the end of the month after they've already cared for the kids, so they need some money on hand to get the businesses going.
Yeah.
I'll ask you to just keep one more thing in mind, right? Though, and I can't speak for anyone. I'm just like the rest of us, just watching it.
Yeah.
We've seen the rolling 7-day averages all over the rest of the country and closing in on the Northeast start to get bad. When I say around the Northeast, I mean including states like Ohio, Pennsylvania. I mean, in other words, they're kind of knocking on the door. It's a long way between now and September. We don't know, and I think Governor Lamont or anyone else would tell you, nobody can say definitively about the opening of school today on July 14th.
No. And you know, the other thing they need to keep in mind, and I think when it comes to the so-called flattening of the curve, it's not unlike it was with delaying your taxes. I mean, the fact of the matter is you had a three-month break, okay? But all you're doing is delaying the you can't get away from it. You got to pay your taxes. So it's kind of like with this. You shut things down, okay, and you have a little respite for a while. But sooner or later, you got to pay the bill because there's still a lot of this stuff floating around. So I don't know what you're going to do. I really don't.
Well, we've certainly seen, if nothing else, I mean, states like Texas and Florida have completely dispelled any myth that the virus would be weakened by hot weather. I mean,
Well, sunshine does kill it, but once we get around here, you get to about November, there's no sunshine anyway, so where are we? God almighty. Anything else that people need to know, Keith, just very quickly?
Well, we're still looking at the House and Senate. At this point, planning to come in, Ray, in some modified form.
Right.
Later this month, the House is looking at coming in first the week of Monday the 20th and the Senate the week of the 27th. We're still talking about most of the representatives and senators staying in their offices.
Right, right.
And just coming into the chamber, respective chambers, one at a time if they want to make comments. There's talk about them even being able to vote from their offices. They're talking about dealing with the absentee ballot issue and police accountability reforms. Right now, that's right. The entire agenda. There has been some very, very informal talk about maybe them coming in September. I can't stress enough.
Yeah, Matt Ritter, I think, mentioned that, as a matter of fact.
All of that's going to hinge on if things have gotten worse.
Well, you know, Keith, just very quickly, I mean, you know, so with the special session, which is going to start later this month, they'll be dealing with budget issues. Well, here's the other thing, though. When you get into the regular session, which comes after the first of the year, you're going to have to find some other ways to get revenue, because a lot of the jobs that have disappeared, and guys, I don't want to depress you, but some of them may not be able to come back. So you're talking about a hit on the income tax, sales tax, but so you got to find new sources of revenue.
We know many of them. We know many of them are not coming back. And ultimately, I do think Congress is going to have to pass a third stimulus bill. I know we're pressed for time, but I don't see any way that the numbers add up without that.
Waiting for that check from Washington. And even, I mentioned this earlier, but I just saw a story last month. The federal government ran a deficit of, I think it was $800 billion. So I don't know where they're getting it either. I guess we print it, eh? Hey, Keith, it's been great talking to you, buddy. Let's do it again. I know we will.
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you. That's Keith Faniff, ctmirror.org. Worth checking out maybe once a day or two.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.